Early the next day, Tom and Sarah climbed to the top of the grey rocks that guarded the entrance to the lagoon and found a sheltered nook out of the wind but full in the sun. The ocean of the Indies was spread beneath them, raked with creamy furrows. A seabird used the wind to hang like a kite above the green waters. Suddenly it folded its wings and plunged from on high, hitting the surface with a tiny splash, rising again almost immediately with a silver fish wriggling in its beak. On the rocks above where they lay, the hyraks sat in the sun, rabbity brown balls of fluff, watching them with huge, curious eyes. "I want to have a serious speech with you," Sarah said. Tom rolled onto his back and locked his fingers behind his head, grinning at her. "Fool that I am! I thought you'd brought me here to have your wicked way with me, to ravish my tender flesh."
"Tom Courtney, will you never be serious?"
"Aye, lass, that I will, and I thank you for the invitation." He reached for her, but she struck away his hand.
"I warn you, I shall scream."
"I will cease and desist, for the moment at least. What is it that you wanted to discuss with me?"
"'Tis Dorry and Yassi."
"Why does this not come as any great surprise to me?"
"Yassi is sure that he will sail to Muscat to take up the offer of the throne."
"I am sure she would not hate the thought of becoming a queen. What woman would?"
"It will destroy her life. She explained it all to me. You can have no conception of the intrigues and conspiracies that surround an Oriental court."
"Can I not?" He raised an eyebrow. "I have lived 20 years with you, my heart, which has given me good training."
She went on as though he had not spoken. "You are the elder brother. You must forbid him to leave. This offer of the elephant throne is a poisoned gift which will destroy them and us also."
"Sarah Courtney, you do not truly believe that I would forbid Dorian anything. It is a decision that only he can make."
"You will lose him again, Tom. Do you not remember how it was when he was sold into slavery? How you thought he was dead and part of you died with him?"
"I remember it well. But this is not slavery and death. It's a crown and power unbounded."
"I think you begin to relish the thought of him going," she accused him.
Tom sat up quickly. "No, woman, he is blood of my blood. I want only what is best for him."
"You think this may be the best?"
"It was the life and the destiny for which he was trained. He has become a trader with me, but I have known all along that his heart is not truly in our enterprise. For me it is meat and wine, but Dorry hankers after more than we have here."
"Have you not heard him speak of his adoptive father and the days when he commanded the army of a man? Do you not sometimes see the regret and longing in his eyes?" "Tom, you look for signs that are not there," Sarah protested.
"You know me well, my love." He paused, then went on. "It is my nature to dominate those around me, even you."
She laughed, a gay, pretty sound. "Oh, you do try, I grant you that."
"I try with Dorry, too, and with him I succeed better than I do with you. He's my dutiful younger brother, and over all these years I have treated him like that. Perhaps this summons to Muscat is what he has been waiting for."
"You will lose him again," she repeated.
"No, there will be only a little water between us, and I have a fast ship."
He lay back in the grass and pulled his hat down over his eyes to shield them from the sun.
"Besides, it will not be bad for business to have a brother able to issue licenses for my ships to trade in all the forbidden ports of the Orient."
"Tom Courtney, you mercenary monster, I do truly hate you." She leapt on him and pummeled his chest with clenched fists. He rolled her easily onto her back in the grass and lifted her skirts away from her legs.
They were still strong and shapely as those of a girl. She crossed them firmly.
"Sarah Courtney, show me how much you really hate me."
He held her down with one hand while he unbuckled his belt.
"Stop this at once, you lecherous knave. They're watching us."
She struggled, but not too hard.
"Who?"
he asked.
"Them."
She pointed at the ring of staring rock rabbits.
"Boo!"
Tom shouted at them, and they shot down the entrances to their burrows.
"They aren't watching now," said he. Sarah uncrossed her legs.